Dave Steele is the blind poet. Through his verse, he seeks to help those of us with sight loss and our families better understand our condition and how it affects our lives. Today is World Kindness Day, and here's Dave with a timely reminder that being kind begins at home with ourselves.
Dave Steele, welcome back to the Daily Connect.
It's so great to be back, as always. I've missed you. It's been a few weeks now. I know you've been busy, but it's great to be back.
Well, it's great to be talking to you on World Kindness Day. It's a real reminder that we need to be kind to each other, remember to talk to our friends, and most of all, be kind to ourselves.
Absolutely. I mean, especially in the world the way it is at the moment, with all the division that's kind of going on, whether it be political or to do with the pandemic and everything, it's more important than ever that we use social media like I do and every opportunity we have to be kind to each other and keep that closeness.
And I think sometimes we forget that for just a very small amount of effort to be kind to someone, the way it can make us feel is life-affirming.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think that's been one of the biggest things I've kind of learned from my journey with my low vision. I always say that the small tunnel of vision I've got, I use it to focus on what really is important in life. And it takes no effort at all to be kind to people. But genuinely, people still, when you show them the simplest of kindness, are so surprised that you can do that. And it costs nothing. And I don't think there's anything truer than that. Kindness costs nothing.
Exactly. And in a world where we're not allowed to have as much physical contact with our friends and family, that kindness is the bridge.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to keep the bonds, especially when we're not seeing family and friends. So I use the social media and all the weekly Zoom calls and everything to really keep in touch with people, and we know what's going on in each other's lives. And I think that's really important, especially when a lot of us are spending more and more time on our own.
And kind is a word that has two meanings. It's not just generosity, but it's actually recognizing that we are the same kind of people. We have similarities between each other that we can help each other with. And I know just before we came on air, you were telling me that a simple act of kindness of yours has just made your heart bloom this morning.
Yeah, I often receive messages from people who have read particular poems and been affected by them in some kind of way. But yeah, recently I sent out some signed copies to a family in Texas who I've been kind of supporting their son through my poetry for a few years now. A young boy called Braden, who has got RP, and his mum and dad have been reading my poetry to him to encourage him and inspire him, to show him that he's not alone and everything that he's going through is normal and perfectly natural. So they just received three packages that I'd sent out with the books and sent me a video this morning of him opening the books and reading the dedication that I put inside to him. And that's such a privilege to have the opportunity to be able to do that and show that kindness.
I think the true meaning of kindness is recognizing that we are fellow travelers with others who might be struggling with the same problems that we have, or who might actually be able to help us with the obstacles that we're encountering.
And that is the message in every single one of my poems. I'm known by people around the world now as the blind poet, but I still don't see myself as a poet as such. It's not about the poetry for me. That is just a vehicle and a means to the end as a way of being able to reach out and affect people and support people going through something similar to what I'm living with.
You've written a new poem in time for World Kindness Day called Blind Perception, which I really think crystallizes how your own sight loss has helped you focus on what is important in life and how we can help each other.
Yeah, absolutely. I was about to do my weekly Zoom webinar team poetry that I do every Wednesday at 9 p.m. UK times. And about 20 minutes before going live on the webinar, I realized that I hadn't got a new piece of poetry for this week. And literally, I wrote that in about 10 minutes. And people who listened to it on the call were in tears, and a lot of messages afterwards saying that it is probably one of the best poems I've ever heard about living with low vision. And it kind of covers it all.
And you very kindly agreed to share it with the Daily Connect listeners. So, Dave Steele, take it away.
I know there's strength inside of you, though all you feel is numb. Don't be afraid as eyesight fades for what is still to come. You will adjust. In these words, trust, we share these tunneled eyes. A mix of strength and anxiousness, the same in me applies. My shins are full of bruises and my confidence misplaced. At times self-isolated, felt the world too much to face. So I'm here to remind you, all the times we fail don't matter. There's lots of misconceptions still, let's remind them of the latter. It's not that complicated, change how blindness is defined. Let's educate, articulate the many ways we're blind. It's never all or nothing, many shades and different views, yet there's the stereotype they keep on printing in the news. No wonder some of us have fears when out in crowded place. They see the cane but can't explain why we look them in the face. There's some of us who stay at home convinced of the excuse that because we don't look blind enough, there's a need to be recluse. Don't waste your life on people whose opinions are way off. Just swipe your cane with courage, hold your head with pride aloft. So never doubt what we're about, despite what some believe. Come join me on my mission, change the way we are perceived. I won't let the haze that fills my eyes consume the rest of me. There's more to life than the edge of knife, despite what I can't see. Try not to care as people stare with looks of vague suspicion, but why should I explain to them the terms of my condition? Though it's much simpler to stay home, won't waste another day. Their pity is just an obstacle that's getting in my way. Though I am blind, won't be confined by others' misconceptions. This poetry that spills from me will change their blind perceptions. Though anxious chest and days depressed have far from disappeared, I've learned to breathe while I still grieve, control these things I've feared. Look on, not on what's gone, but all each day I teach. For if tomorrow their eyes pay, life's dreams are still in reach. So I'll not cry as vision dies, won't focus on the blur. No point in holding on to how those days and eyes once were.
Well, Dave Steele, the blind poet, thank you for sharing blind perceptions with the Daily Connect listeners on this World Kindness Day. And, well, I'll look forward to catching up with you in a week or two's time.
Thanks, Red. Appreciate it.
For more information about Dave Steele and his three wonderful volumes of poetry, Stand By Me RP, visit his website, theblindpoet.net.